You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit MinkyCouture.com to get started.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macrocap News on Thursday, the 25th of September, 2025. Whenever I get to the 25th of a month, I think, oh, Christmas. 3 months. I'm going to what? Maths is my strong point. 3 months till Christmas. Crazy, isn't it? Just looking at reading the news today, watching the news as well on BBC about Jaguar Land Rover hackers. It's the same company or the same group of individuals that hacked a co-op, M&S, well, somebody else as well. But do you know what? I think these crimes are horrendous. They're putting businesses, you know, into administration, basically. People are losing their livelihoods. I genuinely think, you know, if they're caught, their sentencing should be huge. I think it should be a year for every £1 million they lose a company. They are spoiling people's lives. They're ruining people's lives. Small businesses are now going into administration because of this. If you're caught hacking in any way whatsoever, you know, corporate, you know, establishments, you need to go down for a long time. So, for example, the co-op said the cyber attack costed $206 million in lost sales. So if you're caught for hacking of that company, you get 206 years. I think that's fine. It'd prevent people from doing it, wouldn't it? Every £1 million you lose, you do a year inside. You rot in jail. You deserve nothing less. Because there are small businesses that get affected by this. Jaguar Land Rover will be fine in the end. But, you know, these small supply support businesses around it, they're struggling. And these are not people on lots of money, you know. Even at the cafes and all that around there, that area, I think it employs 10,000 people, isn't it, in the Midlands there. Do you know what's odd? Is that I watch CNBC a lot. In fact, it's on in the background in my office here. And the Americans, they're not used to having down markets. They start panicking. Now, it's 3 days down. And it hasn't, this is like the S&P 500, hasn't done that for a long time. That's abnormal, isn't it? It's almost like quantitative easing going on. It can't continue. It simply can't continue. It may go higher, but then valuations get stretched. It is about this AI boom. It's a bubble. I mean, AI is going to be huge. Of course it will. But you know, the majority of the companies, is it like, I think, seven companies account for 50% of the gain, especially in the NASDAQ. Anyway, S&P's down, 0.4%, NASDAQ down 31%, just shy of that. Let's look at the FTSE 100 and UK indices. FTSE 100 is down, 0.4%. 0.4%, 0.9213. FTSE 250. It's down just shy of half of 1%, 21,587. FTSE small cap, where is that? That's down a third of 1%, 7202. And the AIM all share, this is quite annoying. It broke out a little bit, got above 777. Got to, close at 780 or 782 yesterday. And I did it down 1.12% to 773. So it's almost back in that range, the upper end of the range, which is slightly annoying. But I think, with interest rates coming down, in fact, the reason why the sort of American market's rolling over is that good news is sort of bad news at the moment. Of course, Jerome Powell, head of the Fed, reduced interest rates last week because they have a dual mandate, of course, stable prices and full employment. And so they worry about the job market more than inflation. But jobless claims totaled a seasonally adjusted 218,000. That's jobless claims, down from 14,000 the prior week. But the expectations were 235,000. So only 218,000 claimed. Gross domestic product posted a gain of 3.8% in the second quarter, up half percentage point from the prior estimate due to upward revision to consumer spending. And spending on long-lasting items such as airplanes, appliances and computers increased by 2.9% in August. So they're saying that employers here are reluctant to fire people, but they're also reluctant to take people on. So if you get fired, you may not get another job. So, of course, it's a bit of a tight market, but, they're not taking people on. That's the thing. So these are jobless claims. So maybe, they're saying, "Boof." It's a mixed picture out there. That's what you can say, I think. What else we got? Brent crude. It's at $69 a barrel. It's pretty much flat. Gold, where's that? It's got to be rolling up. It's not. Well, it's come off yesterday. It's down like 1.25%. But today it's pretty much flat at $3,767 a barrel. I tell you what's worth looking at. I'm looking at uranium. I've got some exposure to uranium in a fund, which is the Global X Uranium Fund. But uranium is starting to move. And in fact, you saw it's at $83 a tonne now. You saw Yellowcake, YCA, which is a fund that sort of buys physical uranium, raised $175 million yesterday, up from $125 million with the expected, just out of demand. And the recent sort of resistance level on uranium, spot price, there was futures, was $79 a pound. It just shot through that to $83. And I think this is when uranium moves, it really moves. If you look back from 2021, it was $27 a pound. That's in March 21, okay? By January 24, so 3 years later, $106 a pound. And that was before all countries and companies are realizing that AI is going to be huge. Trouble is, it sucks up a lot of power. The average AI search, 10 times as much energy needed for that compared to a Google search. So if everyone's going to be using AI, where's the power coming from? Okay, they use gas and coal, electric and all that stuff. Wind, solar, but it's not enough. We need a lot more power. It sucks the juice out of the grids. And so they're saying, what are the baseload powers? Well, you need 24/7 power, ready, good to go, clean energy. And that's nuclear. And so everyone's, even the big tech companies now, are investing in nuclear, small modular reactors. So demand for nuclear or uranium is going to be off the charts. And of course, supply will not keep up. Because even getting a normal mine up and running, say copper, gold mine, whatever it is, takes years and years. Well, close to a decade probably with permitting and all that stuff. Uranium, you're dealing with a very volatile substance. You've got the regulation is a lot higher. It's a lot harder to produce uranium. So of course, small modular reactors, I think they say 3 to 5 years. But once all these come online, where's the supply coming from? So if you think the move from 2021, what was that in percentage terms? From 2021 to 2024, it went up 345%. uranium. If you thought that was amazing, I think we ain't seen nothing yet. I think the uranium's going to go through the ceiling. Absolutely crazy. Maybe get some exposure to uranium somewhere. There's lots of ETFs out there. I mean, over here in the UK, you can do Yellow Cake. There's Geiger Counter, which invests, I think, in more producers, explorers. And also, you know, what I'm invested in is the Global X Uranium ETF. And that, of course, has exposure via producers, explorers as well. But, I think it's a long-term mega trend that's going to play out for years. Back to the indices. I'm not saying this. You know, I've read lots of reports on and articles on this, and of course, people in the know, the experts say that uranium demand is going to go off the charts, and supply will not keep up. Full stop. Copper down almost just shy of 1%. What else we got there? Anything else? That's pretty much it. Let's have a look at the currencies and the yields on government bonds. 2-year yield, this is the UK 2-year government bond yield, is at 4%, so it's up 1.36% today. There's a bit of hokey pokey going on, isn't it, with Labour? Andy Burnham, he keeps denying he's not going for leadership. Nothing worse than that, is it, when you get someone who's quite popular? I do know. Andy Burnham does seem to have a personality. I know he's a bit more left-wing, isn't he, I think? But he does seem to have a personality as opposed to Keir Starmer. But you can't deny what Keir Starmer's done with Trump. He's managed to get in the pocket of Trump. And when I say the pocket, I mean the back pocket, you know what I'm saying? 10-year yield, 4.74, up 1.63%. Poof. Bond yields are rising again. Rachel Reeves probably looks at this on a daily basis and goes, oh, please, Rachel. And the 30 years at 5.5, up 1.3%. A pound by €1.14. And the dollar's strengthening a little bit here. I assume it's off the back of those jobless numbers, maybe. Not as bad as they thought. So they're thinking now Fed may not have to reduce rates as fast. A pound by $1.33. That was $1.37 going back to June. And it was even $1.36 on the 16th of September. So it's come back a bit there. Microcap database, micro and small cap database, I should call it really. So I cover anything below 300 million market cap that's generating revenue is profitable. That's what I'm looking for. So first and foremost, releasing news today. Bremer. Aye, Bremer Shipping. BMS sticker there. What do? They provide expert advice in shipping investment, chartering, and risk management to enable its clients to secure sustainable returns and mitigate risk in the volatile world of shipping. And it's quite volatile, isn't it? You've got supply to demand, influences rates, global economies. It all happens. Shipping routes tell it all. That's the cover story of the global economy. Anyway, at £2.50 a share, they are a market cap of 76 million. Enterprise value 87. So the last set of results, full year results, had a bit of debt there, 31 million of debt, 20 million of cash, pretty much. But they came up with a trading update today. Did they drop today? Because I didn't think it was that strong. No, they're okay. Let me just check the candles on the chart here. They didn't drop. Let's look down. So they said, H1 trading update. The board's expectations for the full year remain unchanged, with the group's performance expected to be second half weighted, in line with most previous years. I'm glad they put that in. Because if you just put that in, you should always check that, though. Just check the H1, H2 breakdown. Any company that says it'll be H2 weighted, as is the norm, because sometimes they don't. You've had a bit of a soft H1, haven't you? Forecasts for 2026 are revenue down 6%, 133.2 million. Net profit down 39%, 3.7 million. Now, at 245 a share, it's a P/E of 20. Not cheap for contracting revenue and profits. So 2027 gets a bit better here. Revenue up 7%, 142.7 million. Net profit up 176%, to 10.2 million. Out of 245 shares, P of 7, so it's good value and for a return to growth there. And 2028, revenue 160 million, up 12%, net profit up 32% to 13.5 million. That's a PE of 6 on today's price. It's a good value that for double-digit growth, top and bottom line. Of course, these are just forecasts, they're like the weather a little bit, and they're coming to rise on shipping activity and rates. So these forecasts could change in line with economic variations in that area. So I don't know how much recurring revenue they've got, but I assume it's maybe quite difficult to predict, you know, what the rate's going to be in like a year's time, let alone 2 years' time. So, you know, some forecasts are more accurate than others. Of course, you've got companies that are, you know, highly recurring revenue, then it's a lot more predictable, a lot more visibility. Oh, by the way, I chatted to James Roberts today from Time Finance. He's a CFO. It's a video. Club members can have a look at that. It'll be released in the week. But he explains basically why they're confident of hitting or being at least in line with 2026 expectations, even though that's eight, nine months out. It's because of their own book lending. Lots of recurring revenue compounding. So while they don't have to really work that hard, they do work hard, but they don't have to work that hard to hit those estimates. They're quite confident of that. It's a bit of a challenge, they said, but we can quite confident we'll do it. Listen, whenever they've said at least in line, I don't think people saw this. They're saying at least in line for 8 months' time. That's visibility, you know? That's a bit more predictable. Anyway, next, CT Automotive. CTA's ticker, half-year report. Then Automotive is engaged in the design, development and manufacture of bespoke automotive interior finishes. For example, dashboard panels and fascia finishes. So there's little plastic bits that go in the vents and all around the vents. All that. They do the stuff like that. Anyway, at 32 pence a share, they are a market cap of 23.5 million, enterprise value of 28.1. Let's look how the results went, shall we? So half-year financial highlights, revenue down 11% to 40 million. Net profit, 2.5 million, down 3% from 2.6. Net cash of, well, net debt, sorry, 9 million versus 4.3 net debt. So that's gone up 107%. And free cash outflow of 1.9 versus inflow of 1 million. So the broker has downgraded revenue for 25, but 26 is unchanged. And they say sales, we have reduced our FY25 forecast by 7%, reflecting short-term adjustments to customer program launches. These are simply delays, not cancellations, and positively, there's been no changes to long-term production volume expectations, with demand still expected to ramp up in Q1 26. As such, our financial year 26 revenue forecast is unchanged. Well, hang on a sec. If they are delayed 2025 revenues, wouldn't they be added on to 26? So they shouldn't be unchanged, they should be upgraded. It's questionable, isn't it? Okay, forecast 25. Revenue down 6% to £83 million. These have been converted from dollars to pounds. Net profit £6.4 million, up 13% at 34 pence a share. It's a PE 5. An EV enterprise 5. Seems like good value, but they lack top-line growth there. For 26, though, they're expecting revenue of 98.4 million, which is up 18%, a net profit of 6.4 million, which is up 27%. That's a PE of 3, an enterprise earnings value of 4. If they achieve it, it's a big if here, if they achieve these figures against a challenging, volatile automotive macro environment, it's worth watching, I think. It can't exist that cheaply if they hit those figures. But of course, a long way off. A lot can happen in a couple of years in the automotive industry. Let's do two more, shall we? Three more, maybe. Eco Animal Health. EAH ticker, AGM trading update, and notice of interim results. So what do? They develop and market branded veterinary pharmaceuticals globally with expertise in antibiotics and vaccines for pigs. Pigs and poultry. The P and the P. There we are. So at 99 pence a share, there are 66 million market cap, 41 million enterprise value. So at the final results, which were to the year ended 31st of 3rd, 25, they had 25 million of cash. Well, it's a lot of cash. And no debt. I like to see that in a company. Anyway, let's scroll down. They said trading the first half of this financial year has been significantly stronger compared to the same period last year. Apparently, that was a weak comparator, though. Currency headwinds and tariff challenges with an exceptional increase in revenue of over 15%. Despite the currency headwinds, by the way, and tariff. It is expected that the strength in the first half will result in a more balanced first second half weighting than has been experienced in recent years and provides the board with increased confidence of a successful full year outcome in line with current market expectations. So the expectations are 26, revenue up 5% to 83.5 million, net profit 2.9 million, up 10% at 94 pence a share to PE of 22 and an EV earnings of 13. Due to having 25 million in cash, no debt. So growth there is moderate. And on a value of EVE, seems okay. It's got, you know, single digit top line, double digit bottom line. 2027, they're saying revenue of 86.8 million, up 4%. Net profit of 2.9, so it's flat. Again, similar metrics. PE of 22, enterprise value earnings 13. But growth is non-existent there in profit. But 2028, they're expecting revenue of 90.2 million, up 4%, net profit of 3.2 million, up 10%. So 90.2 million, up 4%, sorry, and net profit up 10%. It's a PE of 20 and an EV earnings 12. Growth resumes and value on EVE seems okay. This assumes cash remains constant, debt remains constant. But it's risen a lot recently, so there may be some resistance at, you know, 99. When did they finish off at today? Let me have a look there. Eco Animal Health. Yeah, 98 pence. So it broke a bit of resistance there. There's a gap down on the chart in September last year at this level. A gap down. Massive profit warning, I assume. But it's just now closed that gap. But I would expect. Yeah. Oh, look at that. So the relative strength index is at 95. Companies don't tend to hang around at that level for long before they start coming back down. So it may need, I don't say the share price goes down, it may need to consolidate sideways for a while. But yeah, when you get relative strength that high, it has to cool off. You got to cool off, man. Journeo, half year report. Now, I think some people are missing the point here with Journeo. This year was always going to be a little bit down on a previous year. Where did they go today? It was a hard day in the markets today. A lot of dropping in small micro caps. But Journeo went down 7.5% today, and they were also down 6.3% yesterday. So the high was 5.26 on the 19th of December, and now they're at 4.52, from 5.26 to 4.52 in a few sessions. They've had a good rise, though. They're a good company. So they're in, you know. They do hardware, software for transport, rail, all that stuff. So the LED boards you see, saying next bus coming in 5 minutes, all that stuff. They do all that and the software behind it. So it's upfront chunky hardware sales and then recurring revenue on the SaaS sales and the software. But at 4.52 a share, they're on 77 million market cap, 63.7 million enterprise, enterprise value. What did I say on comments? Right, these are the half-year results. Revenue, 24.5 million versus 25.6, so down 4%. It's 24.5 versus 25.6. Net profit, 2.2 versus 2.5, down 11%. Net cash, 17.9 million versus 12.7, up 40%. They are piling the cash there. Free cash flow, 3.8 million versus 5 million, down 22%. These results suffered from a previous strong comparable in H1 24, where they delivered a significant new subway contract. I should put New York subway contract. Forecasts for 2026 are looking to return to growth. So they're looking for the full year for this year. This is 25. Revenue, 56 million, up 13%. Net profit, down 7%, 4.2. At 489 a share, it's forecast PE 20. EV earnings of, in fact, it's less than that now, 17. So 2026 is what you're looking at, because they've done a recent acquisition, which is quite exciting. But revenue up 29%, 72 million. Net profit 5.6 million, 33%. This is a forecast PE of 14, decent growth, and okay value. It'd be interesting to see a 2027 forecast. It's a quality business. If there's a dip in the SP due to these results, and of course the value of Journeo will go down, making it a more compelling investment case. The recent acquisition of Crime and Fire Defence Systems looks very interesting. As the broker says, the strategic acquisition of Crime and Fire Defence Systems in September marks a significant expansion into adjacent infrastructure protection markets. So I think Journeo is worth a watch. Definitely. What else is there? A last one. Microlize. SaaS. It's ticker SaaS. They've done well to grab that, haven't they? Software as a service. Leading provider of transport management software to fleet operators, helping them to improve efficiency, safety, and reduce emissions. Anyway, at 128 share, they're 147 million market cap. Enterprise value, 136. So they've got 11 million in cash, no debt. So these are half your results. Oh, yeah, this is the one that's... It's done well on share price recently. You're going from loss to profit, but I think it's overdone because revenue for the half year, 44 million, up 13%. Net profit, 1.27 million, up 31,000%. That's because the previous year was 400 grand. That's not a lot of profit, is it, for a company 150 million? Net cash, 11.2 million, down 2%. Free cash flow, 2 million versus outflow of 5.1. Forecast for 25, revenue up 14% to 90.7 million. Net profit, 6.5 million, up 416%. At 136 a share, P of 24, and EV earnings of 23. Decent growth, value questionable. 2026, revenue. Up 9% to 98.8 million, but net profit is down 31% forecast to 4.5 million. That's a PE of 35. Revenue growth of high single digits, but profit drops significantly, and it's not cheap. So I would say SaaS, be careful. Unless they win some kind of big contract, then 2026 is not looking particularly good. Down 31%. That's it. Don't forget, if you want more information on these companies, and a lot more, I mean, I've covered a few of them today, but there's a lot more on the database, go to sharepickers.com and join up. You can get membership for the price of less than a latte a week. Less than, what, £2.88 a week. And it's worth multiples of that in knowledge and investment ideas. Anyway, that's it. I'm pretty bit tired now. I've done my walk today. And... all that. Download an app is one app. Mick, one of the members, suggested. It's very good. It's a sleep app. I do like looking at what I get up to when I sleep. You know, just the heartbeats, the different kinds of sleep you have, deep sleep, you know, REM, all that stuff. It's called Athletic, I think. Athletic with a Y. You just have to pay for better data. I paid for it. It's 26 quid for a year. So I give it a go. But very, very good. Because who knows what we get up to when we sleep, you know, what our body's doing. But I need to get above 7 hours sleep a night, and I've not been doing that for a while. Anyway, that's it. Sharepickers.com. Thanks for that, and speak to you tomorrow. If there's news, sometimes on a Friday, there isn't any news. Let me just look at the calendar here. Is there any results out tomorrow? No. Not expected to be. That's it. Thanks for listening. Muchos. Apreciados.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture. Luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.